Shalom to all. Today's daf Sanhedrin daf Tess. We are starting Ches Amud Beis, the bottom line with the words of Ashi. And today's daf is sponsored by Eliyahu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe, Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. Now we continue with more explanations of Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham in our Mishnah. When a Maitzi Shemra case comes to Bezdin, Rav Meir holds we only need 3 Dayanim, whereas the Chacham holds we need 23. And so here's explanation number 5. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, Kugan, for example, Tess Amud Alpha on top, the Asubei Malkus Voy Asubei Ketala, the Edim that the husband brought to Bezdin to prove that she was Mizaneh, only had warned her that she was going to get Malkus and not that she was going to get killed. And the machlokes of Rav Meir and the Chachamim is the same machlokes of Rav Shmuel and the Rabbanon. That now we have a Mishnah that tells us Malkus b'shloisha, when a person is going to be getting Malkus, that only has to be judged by 3 dayanim. Whereas Mishum Rav Shmuel Amru, in the name of Rav Shmuel, they said be'esam b'shloisha, it has to be judged by 23 dayanim, and that's where the Chachamim of our Mishnah hold. Like that, even though she's only getting Malkus, we still need 23 dayanim. On to explanation number 6. Ravina Amar Ravina says kigun shenim to echad min ha'edim kar v'apostle. It could be, for example, that one of the edim the husband brought was either a kar or apostle. He was a relative, or he was apostle for some other reason. And the machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim is the same machlokes from Yosi and Rebbe in what Rebbe Kiva holds. Did not we have a Mishnah? And this is a little bit of a long proof. Rebbe Kiva says loy ba shlishi el hachmer olav lasoiz dinoi kiyotze be'elu, the third one's only coming along to be machmer on him to make his din like the other ones. This is referring to pasuk. It talks about edim and it says al pi shnayim edim oy shloisha edim. And obviously the question is, if 2 edim are sufficient to establish something, what does the pasuk need to mention 3 edim for? And that's what Rebbe Kiva is saying. The third edim is mentioned in the pasuk just to show a chumra that if 3 edim came to Bezdin to testify about something, and all of them became Edim Zayimin, which we're going to speak about at greater length than Amud Beis, even though we really only needed 2 of those Edim, still all 3 of them are going to be punished. And Rabbi Kiva continues telling us a little bit of a Musar part. If we see that the Pasuk punishes a person who's just a Nitval Ivravera, he's an add on, if you will. He's just an accomplice, but he's not the main guy who's doing that Vera. He's just the third aid. We have 2 main Edim. He's still punished just like them. All the more so, somebody who's just an add on, he's a tag along to doing a mitzvah, but he's not the main guy doing the mitzvah, still, he's for sure going to get schar. Rabbi Kiva continues, Umash Naim, just like when we're dealing with 2 edim, Nimsa Echemen Karver Apostle. If one of them was found to be a Karver Apostle, Edusim Betela, their edus is totally batal, Af Shloisha. Also, if we have 3 edim, Nimsa Echemen Karver Apostle, if one of them is found to be a Karver Apostle, Edusim Betela, the edus of all of them is batal, and we're not going to use any of their edus, even though, again, technically 2 is okay. Since one of these 3 is a Karver Apostle, we're going to apostle everyone. And Imanan Shafilu Mea, how do we know, even if we have 100 edim that are able to testify about one thing, and one of them happens to be a Karver Apostle, that all the Edus is batal? Tam lema, because the Pasuk says Edim, which means plural, and it doesn't make a difference how many Edim, we're going to apostle all of them. But now we're going to have Machlokes Tanaim regarding this last din of Rabbi Kiva. Our Rabbi Yosi explains, when is this said that we're going to apostle all the Edus just because one person is a Karver Apostle? Bedini Nefashis. That's only if we're dealing with a capital case, Aval Bedini Mamanis. But if it's Dini Mamanis, it's a regular monetary situation, Tiskai Edus Bashar, then we could establish the Edus with all the rest of the Kashur Edim, and we just won't pay attention to this Karver Apostle. Whereas Rebbe says, Echadin Mamanis, Echadin Nefashis. This applies both by Din Mamanis and Nefashis. If one of the Edim turns out to be a Karver Apostle, we're going to apostle everyone, even though we have more than 2 Edim. However, Ve'emasai, when is this that we're going to apostle all of the Edim because there's a Karver Apostle there? Bismach Ezrubahen. That's only if the person who's the Karver Apostle was one of the people that warned the person not to do this thing. Al Bismach Shaloy Ezrubahen. But if the Karver Apostle wasn't the one that warned, he didn't give the Hasra, so we're not going to apostle all the other Edim. And why is that? Because that's on base on top. What should we do if there's 2 brothers and another guy watching one person kill another? If you're going to apostle the Edus, even in that situation, so there's going to be many capital cases where we won't even be able to bring it to Bezdin because it happens to be that 2 brothers or 2 relatives or someone who's apostle saw it. Therefore, according to Rebbe, the only time we're going to throw Edus out the window because there's a Karver Apostle there is if that Karver Apostle was involved in giving the Hasra the warning. And that's the same machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The Chacham hold like Rebbe that we're not going to apostle a Karver Apostle if they weren't one of the ones that warned. And that's what happened over here. The husband brought Edim to Bezdin, one of them being a Karver Apostle, but that Karver Apostle did not warn the woman, and therefore we're not going to apostle the Edus. That's why we need 23 Dayanim, because Din and Nefashos. But Rav Meir holds a Rabbi Yosi that as long as there's a Karver Apostle, even if he wasn't involved in warning, we're still going to apostle the entire Edus. Therefore, it's only Din and Mamanis case, and we only need 3 Dayanim. Ati had a 7th explanation of Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Vibay same. Alternatively, we could say Kigon Shehisru Ba'Acherim, that other people warned V'lo Hisru Ba'Edim, but the Edim that are testifying, they weren't the ones that warned the woman. And Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim is the same Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon in a different situation. Did not we have Mishra? Rabbi Yosi says, Lo Ilam Einu Nerag, we're not going to kill somebody who technically would be Chayv Misa, Adju Pi Shnei Edov Masrin Bai, unless it was the 2 Edim who are testifying about him right now, those were the ones that warned him. Shemar Kaz Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, and with Lashon of Pi Shnayim Edim, is it has to be coming from the mouths of the 2 Edim that are testifying right now, they were the ones that gave the Asra. And if they didn't give the Asra, so it's not Din Nefashah's case, and that's what Rav Meir holds. But according to Chachamim, even though they weren't the ones ones that gave the hasra. Some other people did. It's still a case of din nefashos. That's why the chum say we need 23. Now onto our eighth and final explanation. Viva same alternative, we could say kugayin des chachosh bedikos vloes chachosh bechakiros. It could be that these edim contradicted each other in regards to bedikos, but not chakiros. We had mentioned before there's something called drisha and chakira. That's when we cross-examine the witnesses, and here the gemara is calling it bedika and chakira. So chakira is the base questions that are asked, such as where and when did it happen, and bedika are all the extra questions that aren't 100% relevant to testimony, such as what color was his clothing. And what happened is that these two edim are testifying about the woman being mezana contradicted each other in regards to the extra not so relevant questions. The kamilvik b'plukta ben zakei v'rabbanon, and machlekes ramei and lechamim is the same machlekes ben zakei and the rabbanon. The now we've mishat says ma'aseh ubadik ben zakei b'oktzei te'enim. There's a story that ben zakei checked out the edim and he asked them about the stems of the fig tree. They were giving edos that let's say Reuven killed Shimon under a fig tree. He says, really, a fig tree? Were the stems of the fig tree thick or thin? And they contradicted each other and he threw their edos out, even though that's really not 100% relevant to exactly what happened. And that's where Rav Meir holds like that even if there's a slight contradiction, it's not going to be a case of din nefashos, which is why Rav Meir says we only need three dayanim, whereas Chacham do not hold a ben zakai, and they say if there's a slight contradiction like that, it's still a case of din nefashos, which is why we would need 23. And now we get into discussion of Azama, so let's clarify what this is. The Torah teaches about a unique circumstance in which two edim testify about something and another two edim come along. They're not saying the opposite. They're simply testifying that you can't possibly give edos because Immanuel Yisim Makim Ploini, you were with us in a totally different place during that time that you claim the thing happened. For example, two edim come to Bezin saying that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Two edim come to Bezin and say, look, we don't know whether or not Reuven borrowed that money from Shimon, but you definitely can't testify about that because Immanuel Yisim Makim Ploini, on Monday at 10 o'clock, you were with us in a totally different country, so you couldn't possibly have seen that. And the Torah describes Edim Zayman's punishment as Vasisim Loikasher Zalman Lasis La'achiv, you shall do to him like he wanted to do to his brother. So in our case, the Edim Zayman would have to pay Reuven $100 because they wanted to get him to pay $100 to Shimon. Now bring that to our case where a husband comes to Bezdin claiming his wife was Mizaneh and that she should get Misa. So Amar Yisrael Yisrael says, Hevi Abal Edim Shazinsa. Let's say the husband brought Edim that she was Mizaneh, Vevio Av Edim Vizimum La'ede Abal. And then the father came along, meaning the father of the woman, he brought his own Edim that were Mazim, the Edim of the husband. So that means the Edim of the husband are Edim Zayman. What happens? The Edim of the husband, they're going to get killed and they don't have to pay money. They're going to get killed because they tried to give her Misa. Now you might say they also should have to pay money because when she gets killed, she's also losing her Ksuba, so they should have to pay her the value of her Ksuba. And the reason why they do not is because this is Kamalei B'Drabmine. When a person does one action, they can be Machai of them two things. We're going to give them the more strict of the two punishments. And over here, we have Misa and Mamoin. Misa is much more strict, so they're only going to get killed and they're not going to have to pay her money. Now what happened? Chazer v'hevi abal edim v'zimum l'edei av. The husband, he brought another set of edim, the mazim, the edim of the father. It's getting freilich in Bezdin. What happens? Now the tables are turned. Edei ha'av ne'rogin, the edim of the father, they get killed. U'mishalman mamayin, and they also have to pay. Why is this? Mamon l'zeh, nefashos l'zeh. Because his mamon is to this one, and nefashos to that one. The edim of the father tried to be mazim, the edim of the husband, which means they tried to get them killed. So now that they became edim zayman, they're going to get killed. And also at the very same time of them being mazim, the edim of the husband, they're now being mechayiv, the husband, to pay for Matzi Shemra. The Torah says that the husband has to pay 100 if he's Matzi Shemra and his claim turns out to be false. And over here, even though they're chayiv two things simultaneously, since it's to two separate people, they're chayiv Misa because of the edim and they're chayiv Mamonis because of the husband, so actually both of these things happen, they would have to pay money and then they get killed. Now we have another member from Rabbi Yosef. From Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef tells us, let's say a guy comes to Bezdin and says, Ploini Rivai La'insai. So-and-so sodomized him against his will. Basically, Reuven's coming to Bezdin claiming that Shimon sodomized him against his own will. And we know that sodomy, Mishkav Zachar, is going to be mechayiv a person Misa. What's the din? Hu va'achar mitzdar from l'hargoy? Him, Reuven himself, the guy that it happened to, and another guy who witnessed this, they can combine together to get Shimon killed for doing this act. However, let's say Reuven came to Bezdin and said, Ploini Rivai L'Rtzaynoi, that guy did it and it was willful. Meaning Reuven said, Shimon was over Mishkav Zachar with me, but I willingly did it. In this case, Rav Yosef says, Rasha hu, Reuven's a Rasha, v'atayra amr, the Torah says, Al toshes Rasha aid. That we can't place a Rasha as an aid, and therefore, we're not going to listen to Reuven's aidos, even if he has another aid along with him, and we're not going to kill Shimon. However, Rav Amar Rava says, Adam karv etzel atzmai, a person is a relative towards himself, v'ein adam esim atzmai Rasha, and a person can't make himself a Rasha. We just mentioned before that if a person is a relative of one of the litigants, he can't give aidos, he's a pasul aid, and a person is his own closest relative. So a person can't give aidos about himself and make himself a Rasha. Therefore, we're actually going to go with Reuven's testimony if he has another aid with him, and Shimon's going to be killed. And the question is, how do we do this? It seems to me that in the very same statement, he's saying that that person did an Avera, but that I also did an Avera because I did it willingly. And Rashi explains that this is called Palgina Dibura. We split what he's saying. We divide it into two parts. On one hand, Reuven is saying, Shimon was over Mishkav Zachar, and we follow that. And the second part of his statement where he says that I did it willingly is thrown out. We don't pay attention to that. That's the Palgino Dibura. We split it, and therefore, again, Reuven with another aid could combine to give Shimon this punishment. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another scenario from Rava in which we're going to say Palginon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.